If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Ahab is being chastised by Elijah. Well, you know the story. We go all the way through what happened there. And God eventually speaks a judgment against Jezebel that's going to be carried out under Jehu and in Elisha's time. And so what God does is he shows us that a spirit can come in the form of a person and beguile you. Now, God wants to kill Ahab. And the Bible says that he brings all the spirits together. And he says to them, what should we do to get Ahab to go up to Ramoth-Gilead so I can kill him? Now, this is what Micaiah is saying to the king when he finally asked for the prophet of the Lord. He said that there were spirits that came up and said, let's do this and let's do that. And God said, but then one little spirit came up, the smallest one in the crowd, and said, I'll get him to go up there. And God said, how are you going to do it? He said, I'll be a lying spirit in the mouths of his prophets. And so it says here, God told him, go ahead. And the lying spirit we read is when those prophets said, go up to Ramoth-Gilead, you will overcome. And he died. That tells us that we are not immune from lying spirits coming to us, depending upon your spirituality. Now, us pragmatists, those of us that are pragmatic, listen to me carefully. It is more difficult for us to fall for seducing spirits than the optimist. Because pragmatists don't believe anybody. We scarcely believe God. And I'm not bragging. I'm just stating the fact. When God can get us to believe and obey, we there. And like the tree planted by the water, we shall not be moved. But optimistic people and people who just, I'm just a believing type. You are highly susceptible to the devil's influences, particularly through people. Listen to this. He said, don't believe what? Every spirit. Believe some of them, but watch this. He said, don't believe every spirit, but test. The King James says try. The word is test. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Now, herein lies the dilemma. For so many years, Pentecostal believers would use this phrase. You try the spirit by the spirit. Well, what if the spirit that you're trying is wrong? That's why you can't copy off of everybody's test. I copied off a buddy's test in sixth grade. He was wrong. I got everyone wrong that he got wrong. I was so mad at him, but I couldn't fight him because he didn't tell me to look. So after that, I started sitting next to the guys with pocket protectors. I figured they were always going to be right. And so he says, try the spirits. How do you test them? Well, the only thing you have to test spirits is the word of God. That's it. You can't test spirit by your own intuition. Because what if your intuition is clouded, one-sided, pharisaical, judgmental? So the only thing you have left is the validity of the word of God. Never say that God tells you something that cannot be validated by the word. Because that makes you subject to religious spirits. Now listen carefully. He says, you test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. So right away, the question comes, what makes a false prophet? And many of us believe that a false prophet is one whose prophecy doesn't come to pass. Now that's not necessarily true because a true prophet can miss it. A true prophet can miss it. For example, the Bible says that David was sitting in his house and he was desiring to make God a house. And Nathan came in and said, what do you want to do? And David was sitting there, and they probably talked about it. And Nathan said, go, do all that's in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Well, on his way out, God said, I didn't tell you to tell David that. Go back in there and tell him he can't build me no house. The prophet blew it. Prophets blow it sometimes. They blow it because they're human. They blow it because they don't know how, in many cases, to separate the spirit of God from their spirit. There are things that we want that God ain't paying no mind. So we tend to prophesy about those things that we want. We tend to connect with those things that make us comfortable. As I said, on many occasions, there are many people who will come to me and say, God called me into the ministry, called me to be a prophet, called me to be an evangelist, called me to do some great work. But I have yet to ever have someone say, God called me to clean the bathrooms. And bathrooms have to be cleaned just as much as preachers have to preach. Why is it that God has to call us to do things that are of normal order? And so we spend so much time listening to false prophets. What's a false prophet? A false prophet is a person whose agenda is selfishness. They may even prophesy truth. I see the Lord about to give you a job, and you get a job. And you think, praise the Lord, they're true prophets. Not necessarily. Witchcraft workers can still tell the truth. Listen, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So John says, and this is very critical to this particular time. John said, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Now, here's the problem. Verse 2 doesn't apply to us today, because remember I said at the beginning of our sermon that the people that were in this town during John's time were being exposed to Gnosticism, and Gnosticism said Jesus was not the Christ. He has not come in the flesh. Today, anybody says Jesus is the Christ, and you don't find as many people denying that, because the enemy is no longer fighting the revelation of Christ. What he's doing is coming in and infiltrating it and bringing a substandard to it. See, that's like living together. They say, oh, well, we don't need to get married. We love each other. We can just live together. Oh, no, no, no. There is a difference in marriage and living together. See, living together, I can get up and say, I'm tired of you and I'm out, and it don't cost me nothing. But marriage means I got to go through a process that's going to cost me 50% of all I got. Now, later on, the laws changed and tried to make it a little more equitable. But rather than strengthen marriage, they enabled living together to become more financially secure for the departing partner. And so what is the devil doing? He figures, I can't stop you from getting married, so what I'll do is I'll come in and I'll vitiate it. I'll weaken it. I'll fix it so it doesn't have the appeal that it once had. So what do we have now? A whole generation of millennium saying, I don't want to get married. And then they're saying, I don't want children. God said, be fruitful and multiply. The devil attacked it. How? By making you hear things like, these children about to drive me crazy. They getting on my nerves. They're killing me. And you sit there and you get on a self-support mode and you say, well, I ain't gonna have nobody in my life driving me crazy, getting rid of me. I don't need no children. And so what is he doing? Weakening the family. And we don't even see it happening. He has caused us through satanic lies, he has caused us to embrace the single life, failing to realize that God said it wasn't good for the man to be alone. It's not good for you to be alone. Say amen, men. Listen to me carefully. This is the precursor of spiritual warfare. If you don't understand your enemy's tactics, then when he launches an attack against you, you will not be able to stand. You see, God made the man and said it wasn't good for man to be alone. Man can't handle loneliness. Women can handle loneliness better than men. See, they were taken out of man. Nothing was taken out of them. They took the best part of us out. So God said, all right, it ain't good for you to be alone. So I'm going to reach in and fashion somebody who can help you. And the King James says meet, help meet. And really the noun means somebody suitable. Isn't that amazing? What's suitable for a man? A woman? Another man is not suitable for a man. He ain't suitable for you. If you have aspirations for homosexuality, come down and let me lay my hand on you. You need to be born again. Because another man ain't suitable for you. Listen, you know the laws of physics are laws that you can't contradict. When you go to the store and you get an electric cord, it has a male and a female. If you want to take your lamp and put it in the one part of the cord, you don't put it in the male because there ain't no power when you link the male to the male. All you do is run the risk of getting shocked. So what Satan comes to do is tell you, well, you don't have any choice in the matter. You just a woman in a man's body. No, God took her out of you. He didn't leave nothing in you to even testify or suggest that she was there, but a little bit of estrogen. And he left you with just a little bit of it so you could cry. He left you with just a little bit of estrogen so you'd have compassion. But you are more testosterone so you could lead. So you can make decisions. So you can say, baby, I got this. So you could stroll and not switch.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2418A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Set your calendars, mark your calendars, do whatever you got to do to your calendars to come out to our Lord Make Us One 2018 Spring Revival. Revival dates are Tuesday, May 15th through Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. nightly, and Sunday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Each weeknight, we'll be blessed with a word from God preached by these sons of the Bethel Deliverance International Church family. Pastor Kevin Washington, Pastor Brian Weatherspoon, Pastor Tim Baldwin, and Pastor Jason Spruill. On Sunday evening, join us for an impactful word from our pastor, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Services will be held at the Bethel Deliverance International Church Main Sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA, 19095. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit us via the internet at BethelDeliverance.org.